greet each one this morning in the name of Jesus. Thankful for the opportunity that we have to be here today. Are we thankful this morning for God's calling in our lives, for His Spirit, for His promises that we have? Are we thankful this morning for this? I know I am grateful for all that Christ died on the cross to save His people, to make a way for us today, and that we have His Word here before us. We can study, that we can glean, and that we can get things out of and reflect them in our lives today. I'm thankful for that this morning. I just want to open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do bow before You this morning, Lord. We thank You, Father, for Your life, for Your love for us, for Your direction in our lives, Father. We thank You, Lord, that You've made a way. But, oh Lord, we ask that You just be here with us today. You bless the day. Bless each one here, Father. Fill us, Father, with Your Spirit, with Your love, with Your peace. Thank You, Lord. I do just ask, Lord, that You would be with me as I share these few words here that are in my heart, Father. I do ask that You just bless them. Thank You, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be here. I do pray, Father, this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I have just want to have an open meditation here this morning. I did a bit of a word study and have some Bible verses to go with some of these, with these words, just to stir our hearts and our minds. So I want to start by reading out of Galatians 5. I'm going to start reading at 16 to 26. The title would be The Fruit of the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, for that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye shall not be under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, I don't know how to pronounce all these words, so have grace with me here. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. But let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So what I did is I did a word study on the fruit of the Spirit. So what I want to do is there's 9 different fruits that are mentioned here. But one thing I do want to bring out is that it says the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. So I think the writer had them all in one, but there's different fruits. So the first one I want to start out with is love. And I looked that word up and I think the Greek word there is agape. Agape love denotes an undefendable benevolence, an unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest in others, no matter their behavior. It is love that gives freely without asking anything in return and does not consider the worth of its object. Agape is more a love by choice than philia, which is love by chance. It refers to the will rather than the emotion. Agape describes the unconditional love God has for the world. I think it's our hearts today that we have this love today in our hearts for each other and for the world. I have some Bible verses here that I want to share with this. 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. I can have faith to remove mountains, and I have not charity, I am nothing. We can have faith, we can believe, we can have faith, but if we don't have love, we don't have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, whether there be tongues, they shall cease, whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. The next word study I did here was joy. The joy referred here is deeper than mere happiness. Is rooted in God and comes from Him. Since it comes from God, it is mere sense and stable and world assurance and stable than worldly happiness, which is merely emotional and lasts for only a time. Psalms 16, 8 and 11. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in Thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever. The next word is peace. The word peace comes from a Greek word, enim, the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word shalom, which expresses the idea of wholesome completeness or tranquility in the soul that is unaffected by the outward circumstances or pressure. The word enum strongly suggests the role of the other in place of chasten. Peace is a word that I'm very grateful for this morning. And no matter what goes on about us, we know that God's looking down on us and that He knows the situation or anything that, and we can have rest in Him and knowing that He's in control. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusted in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The next word here is long-suffering. Having or showing patience in spite of troubles, especially those caused by other people. The ability to endure persecution, ill treatment, it describes a person who has the power to exercise revenge, but instead exercises restraint. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some man count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The next word that I have here is gentleness. Sensitivity of disposition and kindness of behavior, founded on strength and promoted by love. The verses I have here is Colossians 3, 12 and 15. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called. In one body, be ye thankful. The next word I have here is goodness. in the state or quality of being good. Moral exercise, virtue, kindly feeling, kindness, generosity, joy in being good. The best part of anything, essentious strength, general character recognized by in quality or conduct. The verses I have here is and the Lord passed by him before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundance of goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. God truly is good to us. We are very undeserving, but He's good to us. I'm thankful for that. The next word I have here is faith. Faith simply means complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Hebrews 11, 1 and 8. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. For by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, as yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, condemned the world, and become heir of the righteous, which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive from an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. It's amazing to me that we need all these fruits today, and I know that there's needs in my life where I can grow in all of these, but he says here that if we don't have that, we need faith too, and I just want to encourage each one in this. The next word study I have here is meekness. A disposition that is even tempered, transquired, balanced in spirit, unpretentious, and that has compassion, and that has the compassions under control. The word is best translated meekness, not as an inflection of weakness, but of power and the strength under control. Psalms 37:11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and induced with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. The next word is temperance. Strong, having mastery, able to control one's thoughts and actions. 1 Peter 1:5-11. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. And he that hath forgotten and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, that rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and elect sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. My heart's desire is that this can stir some thoughts in our hearts this morning. And I just want to bless each one and wish God's blessing on each one today.